Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim. Now, today I want to try something different. And, you know, I'm just trying to get this right. I want to talk about Avengers Infinity Wars. Where is the Soul Stone? Where is the Soul Stone? Personally, I think... I'm not going to jump out the window. I have a couple of theories. I think that Soul Stone is in the quantum realm with Ant-Man. And if it's not in the quantum realm with Ant-Man, I believe it's on a different planet. I can't explain what the planet is. I can't remember the planet's name. But it's the orange planet. That's the planet I think it's on. The orange planet that I've seen in the previews, that's where I think it's at. But because I dissected the previews and things like that, and then the leaked footage and stuff, things of that nature, and I think that it's definitely on a planet. But I wish they would have gave it to Ant-Man. I wish it was in a quantum realm with Ant-Man, because that would be so cool. Like that, you know, Ant-Man actually has something to do in the Infinity War besides just being like comic relief. I wish that they actually showed a better preview. I like the preview that they have out now. You know, I couldn't wait for that to come out, but we need something else. Where you at, Marvel? Where you at, Disney? I mean, come on. We need some more, man. Like, it's been so long. It's been so long. The initial leak footage, I'll say, came out at D23, which was a comic book convention. It was a huge convention out in San Diego in the summertime. That came out before Guardians of the Galaxy 2 even came out. So, come on. We got a little snippet. During the Super Bowl. Go Eagles. But that still wasn't enough, you know. I need more. Can I have some of it? Oh shit, hold up, drop my cigarette. Yes. We need more. I'm tired of waiting, personally. I'm just tired of waiting. It's getting ridiculous. I can't wait any longer. I need another preview. I need more Marvel. But, you know, I've been keeping myself busy. You know, I'm a geek, you know, so I collect a lot of, I don't just, you know, watch movies. I collect a lot of these figures. So today I picked up an awesome, awesome Marvel Legends Ghost Rider and a Black Widow. Last week I picked up a Walking Dead. They have a new Daryl and Ezekiel. I picked those two figures up, and I also picked up the whole set of the Infinity War. Yes, the whole set. I got Iron Man, Proxima Midnight, Captain America, the Black Spider. The Iron Spider, the whole Infinity War set. And I bought myself Thanos' gauntlet. Yes, I have all the Infinity Stones to myself, which is an awesome figure, you know. Well, not figure, but Marvel Legends. Marvel Legends is the best right now, to me. The best right now. So it goes with my collection of, I have Thor's hammer, Star-Lord's helmet, Iron Man's helmet. Now I have the Thanos' gauntlet. I still need to get that Captain America, shield. And I think that's all they brought out. I think they just have the shield. I think that's all I'm missing is the shield. But they did come out with a like 75th anniversary shield, but that was like $300, you know. That was like really made out of like vibranium. I can't do it. But, you know, let's see, what else? What else did I get? Let me get back to Infinity War. I'm excited. I'm stoked. I'm souped. I watch the trailer like 4 times a day. Actually, more than that. In time, you will know what it's like to lose. Well, the funny thing about that, in the trailer that we got, in time, you'll know what it's like to lose. Thanos actually says, I know what it's like to lose. I know what it's like to lose. To feel so strong that you're right, but feel nonetheless. Yeah, Thanos is the man. I just don't see how these guys, like, I don't think they have enough to beat him. Especially if he starts getting, we know he's going to get the stones, but once Thanos gets the stones, any of the stones, he's going to be, like, pretty much invincible. Remember how they built up the Tesseract? Tesseracts in Captain America 1. The Red Skull was using it for weapons of mass destruction. It was making people disappear. It was shooting people with the Tesseracts. Shooting people with the Tesseracts. And that was back in during World War II. But this is the thing. When the Red Skull grabbed the Tesseract, he disappeared. Is he still alive? So does that mean that everybody he was shooting with the Tesseract, was he killing them, or was he just transporting them? See, that I don't know if that'll ever be answered, but that's what I was thinking. Like, hey, you know what? They're just disappearing. They're not like crumbling in the slime. They're not going away like the melty stick that the in Thor Ragnarok, you know, with the melty stick. So you don't know if that's what, you really don't know where everyone was going. He was blasting everybody with the Tesseracts. And then Nick Fury tries to make weapons once he says, well, because we realized we weren't in this world by ourselves. So once Thor came to Earth, and then the Destroyer came to Earth, so we had to build, we started to use the Tesseract as a weapon. So, I mean, can you really use the Tesseract as a weapon? That's how we've seen humans try to use that as that stone as a weapon. Now, let's go into the ether. Ether was in Thor the Dark World. Now, Thor, I don't know. I thought that was like the weakest. It's the reality stone, but it was weak, corny. It was in Natalie Portman. I thought it was kind of, I wasn't feeling it. I really wasn't. I didn't get it. I didn't get the whole, I just don't get that movie. I don't get it. The ether was inside of her, and then the dad, Odin, tried to pretty much lock her away. Thor breaks her out. I don't get it. And then the Dark Elves, he needs the Dark Elves to pull the ether out of her. Then he says he's going to destroy it. He strikes it with lightning, and then it never... You can't destroy it with lightning. You can't destroy an Infinity Stone. But yet Odin let this guy, let Thor think that he could. And then after he does all that, they end up beating the Dark Elves, Malachi, with like, almost like, they like took his body parts and was throwing it all over to different parts of reality. So it was just basically creating portals, and they were saying, that's the Reality Stone. I didn't like how the Reality Stone was used. Not to mention it was a liquid in the first place, but I just didn't get it. I never got that. And then they beat her with like these weather sticks or whatever the hell they were, throwing the sticks. I never understood Thor Dark World. I didn't get it. Not one bit. I thought the Tesseract opened up portals. Why was the Reality Stone? I know they were saying it was bending reality. It was changing reality. But it was almost like basically open up portals. Like it was kind of like, eh. No. And plus, I didn't like the fact that Thor's mom got killed. That was stupid. Come on. That was ridiculous. That was corny. All right. On to the next one. The Power Stone. That's probably my favorite stone that they actually had in any of these 18 movies. You know, the whole Star-Lord holding the stone was pretty damn epic. It was probably my favorite moment. Probably one of my favorite moments in any of these movies, in any of the Marvel movies. Like, you know, there's always just that moment, like, you're like, wow, that was just cool. When Star-Lord grabs the Power Stone, and then he has that vision of his mom, that was, like, tear-worthy. Peter, take my hand! Mom? And he's like looking, he's like crying. Oh, that was just awesome. But when you go back to, when you look at his face normally, like he has like this vision, like of his mom dying of cancer. And he's like crying. And he looks at her and she's in her hospital bed because when he was little, and she said, take my hand, he didn't do it. And then she passed away. And then he like cries. And then he got abducted by Yondu and Danta, who ended up being his stepdad, but ended up really caring about him. It was just crazy. What a crazy story. But that part where he grabs that, holds that stone, and he's like about to burst, like a, he looks like he's being electrocuted. Ah! He's all purple. His eyes are purple. That was just one of the best moments. One of the best moments that Marvel was actually brought to the table. One of the best moments. You said it yourself, bitch. We're the Guardians of the Galaxy. I love that shit. I love it. Then, on to the next one. So we did Tesseract, the Aether, Power Stone, Doctor Strange, and the Time Stone. I'm not going in any order. I'm just talking. Okay. Doctor Strange and the Time Stone. I know that he's still a young sorceress. He's not the Sorcerer Supreme yet. He's not the one. He's not the top-notch sorceress yet. So I guess there is a way that they should be able to take the Thanos and his minions, Proxima Midnight, or, you know, Thanos himself can, you know, pretty much get the stone, the Time Stone from Doctor Strange. But Doctor Strange can open up portals. He can go wherever he wants. He's powerful. He can fly. He's just, and he has the Time Stone. So I think that's got to be the toughest stone for them to get. But Doctor Strange was so careless with it in the movie. Like, he didn't even know what it was. He used it. He realized that he could use it for time, but he didn't know it was an Infinity Stone. But the Eye of Agamotto, you know. I just can't wait to see how. I know Thanos gets all the stones. Everybody knows that's going to happen. I just want to see how they get the stone from Doctor Strange, because Doctor Strange is kind of beastie, super beastie, very beastie. I just want to see how they get it from him. That's my main thing. I just can't wait to see how they actually take the stone from Doctor Strange. I mean, it's gonna have to be some casualties. Maybe Wong gets clipped. Maybe Wong perishes in this fight. Somebody's gonna have to fucking die for Doctor Strange to use up that stone. That's the fourth one. Now, the Mind Stone. The Mind Stone was pretty much previously, it was Thanos had it. He already had it. He lent it out to Loki so Loki can retrieve the Tesseract and control the, I believe the Mind Stone was, if I'm not mistaken, I might be wrong, but I believe the Mind Stone and that staff, Loki's Scepter that they called it, I believe the Mind Stone definitely was in it, but I believe that was for him to control the Chitauri army. So Thanos basically gambled by giving Loki an Infinity Stone to go get him another Infinity Stone. They were going to give him Earth, just give him back the two stones, the Mind Stone and the Get Me the Tesseract. Loki loses the staff and the Tesseract after we all seen the Avengers. After, you know, Tony Stark takes that nuke through that wormhole and blowing up the sanctuary. But so now the Mind Stone is with basically the creation of Ultron. Ultron created a new body where he used tissue, artificial tissue, and then he mended it with vibranium, which Captain America's shield is made out of, the strongest metal on Earth. He mended it with in a cradle. So when he did that, it's basically like this. He basically made a human body that was basically indestructible. But I don't see how Vision is going to be indestructible. He's not an android. He's not a robot. I don't know what to call him. He's something different because he has an Infinity Stone in his head. So he has the Mind Stone now. He was able to pick up Thor's hammer. So Thor basically was the last cosign that they needed to say that this guy can be trusted and the Vision, the Mind Stone will be safe with him. Because they don't think anything on Earth is strong enough to come and take it from him. But they're wrong. Because, well, actually they're not wrong, but nothing on Earth currently on Earth is strong enough to take it from Vision. But Thanos and his minions, Thanos and his goons, Thanos and his peoples, all strong enough to take that shit from Vision. Vision does not stand a chance. Even though he does have that cool little yellow beam coming out of his head, he can fly, he can generate anything he wants. He can look like anything he wants, I guess. I guess that's what he's doing. I mean, in the previews, he looks like a regular guy. So maybe that's just Scarlet Witch just warping reality. But I don't see how she could do that. But she can control the Mind Stone. She has like this weird connection because she got her powers from the Mind Stone. So I don't know. I don't know what that is. I really don't. I sure don't know what that whole Vision looking like a human thing is. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's him. Maybe it's Scarlet Witch. But we will find out on April 27th. Applaud myself. Can't wait. But now, let's see. If Vision loses the Mind Stone, because the stone's not really even his, you know, they basically took it. All right, let's see. Let's track the Mind Stone real quick. Thanos gives it to Loki. Loki loses it. Shield, see, in the first Avengers, all they thought was the Tesseract was the threat. They leave Loki's staff on Earth. So Shield has Loki's staff. Shield gets infiltrated by Hydra. Hydra takes it, experiments on humans, makes the Maximoff twins, Wanda and I forget her fucking brother's name, but make two twins. They have powers. He's fast, and she's, like they said in the movie, she's weird. She can kind of like fly slash play with your brain, has kinetic energy. She can like pick stuff up. She's kind of like Jean Grey, pretty much, just not as powerful. But she's pretty powerful. But she has this weird connection with the Mind Stone. So after Loki lost it, SHIELD had it, Hydra gets it. And then after Hydra has it, the Avengers take it back. Tony Stark has it. And then he creates Ultron with it, trying to make Vision. And then Ultron takes it and creates Vision. For himself, he wants to make that his new body, but Black Widow takes the body, steals it, gives it to Hawkeye. He takes it back to Stark. Boom. Thor brings it to life. And now you have Jarvis in Vision. Well, in the Vision. So he becomes Vision, which is basically Jarvis. So that's where this the last person that has a stone. But he's going to have to lose that stone. But will he die? I don't think so. I don't think he needs to have that stone in his head to be alive. Because when the body was finished in the cradle, sitting in the cradle, all it needed was an uploaded consciousness. Ultron was uploading his consciousness, but the woman, I think Helen Chang, something like that. She pulls the plug on Ultron because Scarlet Witch basically takes off her mind control, and she pulls the plug on him. So all he needed was a thought pattern or a brain, basically. A robotic soul, artificial intelligence is what he needed in that body. So when people say the stone brought Vision to life, the stone did not bring Vision to life. Science and electricity brought Vision to life. The stone, it was just basically power. Like, it was just basically, he was just, the stone was just power in his head, but it wasn't why he was brought to life. Stone never brought him to life. All right, I've been on the Mind Stone for a little bit too long, so let me see. So we did Ether. Now, what everyone needs to know, where is the Soul Stone? I said some bullshit in the beginning, but I'm not so sure if I even... I don't know where the Soul Stone is. I'm hoping that it's in, like, something cool, like the Quantum Realm, or somewhere where it's not, like, nobody can get to it, you know, except for, like, a certain hero. You know, like, maybe I, like I said, I hope it's Ant-Man and the Wasp. Maybe Captain Marvel can get it because she's supposed to be in these movies. Well, coming up in the fourth one. I don't know. I just don't know where the Soul Stone is. For a minute there, I thought it was still in Wakanda, because I thought that was kind of weird how he was talking to his ancestors, you can say, or his, you know, his family from the past, you know, ancestors. So I thought it was still there. And then plus when they drank that purple heart shaped herb flower thingy majigga, and it gave him all his powers. I don't know, but why do I have to drink the purple stuff like off of fucking that Tang commercial? Not Tang. What's it feel like? Hey, this, you got, what do you got to drink? Purple stuff. Purple stuff. Some Sunny Day. Yeah, Sunny Delight. That's what it was. Purple stuff. Some Sunny Day. Well, when the Black Panther drinks that purple stuff, and then you have to throw dirt or snow on him, you have to bury him right away after he drinks the purple stuff, and then he comes out strong as a horse. But why does he get to go to, obviously this is a soul plane, he goes to like a different realm or something, he goes to a different realm, or he goes somewhere where he's talking to his dead. So maybe, just maybe, it's still in Wakanda. I was hoping they would have revealed it in Black Panther, but they didn't. Spoiler alert. I'm sure everybody's seen Black Panther by now. Shit. So, like, I was just hoping. But all they made it was all about Wakanda, was basically another character in the whole movie. You know, that whole, that's just basically setting up for Infinity War. But I think the Soul Stone could be in Ant-Man and the Wasp. Or is it an Infinity Stone? Is it an Infinity Wars? I don't know. Because the movie's only 2.5 hours. So how is he going to and they said it's a heist movie. Thanos is going to steal. How is he going to beat the shit out of Thor? I'm sure he's going to do that in the beginning of the movie. Then beat Doctor Strange, outsmart Iron Man, beat down Black Panther in Wakanda with Captain America, with Bucky, with the Hulk. How are you going to do all that plus get the Soul Stone? I don't know, man. Maybe they might save the Soul Stone for another movie. Or I think they should just split it up. Like, he gets half of these, half, 3 or 4 in one movie, and the rest in the next movie. Who's going to put up a bigger fight? Vision or Doctor Strange? Who's giving up their stone? Because two of the stones are on Earth. The Mind Stone and the Time Stone. Who gives up the best fight? Is it going to be Vision, or is it going to be Doctor Strange? And who does Thanos send after? Well, obviously we see Proxima Midnight going after Vision, but she can't be there by herself. There's no way in hell she's going to take on Vision by herself. She's going to have some. She probably has Corvus Glaive with her. I don't know who she has with her. I'm just spitballing here. Just guessing, just like everybody else. But I think they double-team Vision. So if they're going to double-team Vision, that definitely means they have to double-team, triple-team Doctor Strange. Like, somebody has to know some magic to get it up off of Doctor Strange, because he can teleport anywhere he wants. I don't see how they're going to get it from him. I just hope that it's not some punk shit. Like, oh man, Doctor Strange, you went out like that, dog. Damn, just taking your lunch money, shit. Like, oh man, just snatched your stone up off your neck. Damn, player. Just no respect. Thanos just mushed you. And he spit in the Coca-Cola. Just slapped the shit out you and shit. Like, come on. They just can't make it like our heroes are weak and worthless now. I understand Thanos is a big bad motherfucker, man. But come on. We can't make them to the point where where he's just so overpowered that nobody can beat him. Because I know once he gets the stones, at least they should be able to give him a fight before he gets the stones. At least make it like that. Don't make our guys that you built up for 18 years pushovers and punks, punching bags. You know, we can't have that. We can't have that. But I'm definitely excited. I'm souped. You know what? I'm past souped. Like, I can't wait. Maybe, if there was like a little glimmer of hope, maybe Thanos is just going to be a nice guy and just collect all the stones just to prove that he could do it. And be like, all right, guys, here, Doctor Strange, here's your stone back. I just wanted to show you that I could take it. Here, Vision, all right, no hard feelings. Here's your stone back. I just want to show you that I'm the boss. I got the biggest shaft in the room, you know. All right, here, Nova Corps, you can take the Power Stone back. I just showing you that my shit is bigger than yours. That's it. Maybe. I doubt it, but to go by the comic books, it'd be too dark. It's way too dark. Like, that was really devastating watching what Thanos does to people in the comic books. It's just ugly. Just bad. You're like, wow, this motherfucker's a bad motherfucker, but damn, come on now. Holy shit. Like, really? All the heroes come to fight him. I'm from Cyclops to Wolverine to the Hulk to Iron Man to the She-Hulk to Silver Surfer. Everybody in the comic books comes to fight Thanos. And they all basically get killed. I think only a couple people survived, but not really. Like, I think Captain America was the last one to get his shit snapped. Like, we'll see. We will see. I have nobody else on here to talk to. And I'm not going to call nobody or anything. It's kind of late. I just want to drop some thoughts on Infinity War. I can't wait for it to come out. It's March the 5th, 2018. Young Slim signing off. You know, I'm going to get back on here. I haven't been on here enough. I paid for it. Trying to find somebody else to help me do it. You know, since the last person, I won't even say the name, quit. So I'm not begging nobody to be on nothing. So I'll find somebody else. But to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio, we're just going to do different shit from day to day. Goodbye.